The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Do you want to go higher, baby? You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Berrientos, Lexi Brinkley, and Jill Lane. Hey, guys.
Hey.
How's it going?
Howdy.
Howdy doody.
I kind of liked hearing the rap, like the rap in the background of the opening there.
Yeah, yeah.
Elevate my mind.
Well, Elevate My Mind is such a great song by the Stereo MCs. You know who actually turned me on to that song is... oh my gosh, Guy Mesger.
Oh.
Because that's one of his favorite songs.
Good to know.
Mm-hmm.
Good to know.
And the words, lyrics are so darn cool. Yeah. They're really, really cool. And you ought to read them because you might just change your mind and elevate it a little bit about the things that are going on in the world.
We need a little bit of that.
It's really great lyrics. That's why I picked it. We've used it for almost 8 years now. In the beginning we had a song. I can't think of what it was. It was... I wish I knew.
I wish I could hear it.
I'll think of it. I'll think of it over the break.
It's on the tip of my tongue.
You know what I'm talking, you know the song? They were a real popular band at the time, and they also, oh my God. What's the name of that band that's, you're in Miami, you know?
Oh, LMFAO.
LMFAO, and it was an LMFAO song, but it wasn't, you know, it wasn't the Itchy Bass song.
I'm in Miami.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
I think that, well, maybe I used to be, I'll have to go back and look and, you know, listen to some of the old tapes where I used to talk.
There was something else at the beginning. I know that for sure.
Yeah, no, there was, for sure. It was an LMFAO song.
Was
absolutely 100%.
That happened to them.
You know what's funny? So a couple of years ago, I guess it was last year, we were listening to some of the old shows.
Yeah, when y'all went on at like 6 a.m.
Yeah. We went on at 6 a.m. and I would literally come on the air and I would talk so fast that nobody could even understand what I was saying and I would think that it was perfectly normal.
Hi, my name is Karen.
Kind of like I still do.
Yeah.
When I'm trying
after
to
me
like
too.
When my science brain dumps out accidentally on the air.
Yeah, well, you know, we have so much we want to share in a short amount of time that we do sometimes talk really fast. But I think women talk faster and more. I know they talk more than men for sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, it was somebody who told us like we say however many more words
like
than
600 more or something
it
like
was
crazy
something bizarre.
Amount a day.
I forgot who told us.
Wow. It's
we have a lot to say.
I think it was Vaughn.
13,000 more words.
Yeah.
13,000?
13,000. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
We got talkers.
Men don't talk very much. That's why you always have to pull stuff out of them.
Their words are on the inside.
Yeah, their words
men
are on the
are
inside.
Thinkers.
Thinkers, not stinkers.
Yeah.
You know, I ran into this article called How to Be Bored because I just really can't stand social media. I think it's such a bore fest. I really do. And so it's how to be bored. Most people try to avoid or beat boredom, but it's a necessary part of life. And in an overly stimulated world, I couldn't agree more. You know, what's the first thing? I know I get caught in this trap. I get up in the morning. The first thing I do is grab my phone, check my emails and social media, unless I make a concerted effort to just leave it. I didn't have it in my room last night. I didn't put it in my bedroom because I really needed a good night's rest.
Yeah, that was something I learned from Brendan Burchard, and it was echoed by the
author
that we had, Perfect Day author.
Craig Ballantyne.
Yes.
Craig Ballantyne.
He has it in his book, and that's something I've been practicing for a while. My phone is on airplane mode, and I actually don't turn it on until after my kids leave for school, which sometimes backfires if there was like a school-related text message or something that comes through.
School's canceled.
But it's just the habit of not jumping into what other people's agendas are for you, which is how Brendan positions it. If you have a bunch of emails or other people's agendas for you, you set the intention and agenda for your day. Now, sometimes if you're in customer service or it's your job to like do that first thing, clearly you do it.
Yeah.
But if you're trying to start your morning right, like Craig talks so much about in his book.
He's such a nice guy, too.
Step off away from that.
I have to tell you, he has sent me probably 15 books now for giveaway. So if anybody wants a copy
of
his A Perfect Day Formula, and then the other one is...
Unstoppable.
Unstoppable. I just mailed one this morning, and I threw in a complimentary breath blast spray by the Honest Hemp Company.
Yeah, that person's lucky.
So, you what?
That person's lucky.
Yeah.
And they didn't even CBD.
We just added it in there. So if anyone wants a copy of either one of those books and some Honest Temp,
or
call
just
me.
Maybe a little gift.
Yeah,
a
little gift.
Gift.
No, I've got some more of those. Yeah. I bought some to give away. I did.
We joked that day before 214. He came on. Oh, sorry.
Go ahead. 214-787-1190. That's 214-787-1190. Call us. You can always call us anytime during the show, actually, if you have a question for any of our guests. Today, we've got Neil Z. Miller on. He is a medical research journalist and the director of the Think Twice Global Vaccine Institute. He's going to be talking about chapter 2 in his book, Critical Vaccine Studies, Thermosol and Mercury and Vaccines. And of course, Jill Lane, you can pick her brain anytime. This woman is amazing. I've worked with her for years. She is a pro athlete, health and nutrition coach, and founder of Fueling Champions, which is a 3-step sports performance and athletic nutrition program built to maximize the potential of student athletes and the parents that support them. You can find her on Instagram at Team Fueling Champions.
So, after 8 o'clock.
I just really hate social media more and more every day. Now it's like an ad. So everybody's advertising on social media. So when you get on there, that's all you see is ads now. It's like advertising.
Yeah. It's
advertising.
Like every 2 stories an ad pops up.
It's like television. It's turned into television.
Yeah, it's, you know, I have a love-hate relationship with it because I think in the entrepreneurial spirit that you and I live, it's the great equalizer. You don't have to be these giant big companies that spend tens of thousands of dollars on marketing to get your product or message out to the masses.
But marketing is only one aspect of a successful business.
Agreed.
It does level the clearing field, but there's such a thing as grassroots marketing. There's such a thing as customer service and all these things that build great companies and make them great.
For sure. For sure. Customer service, I think, is almost more important these
days. If you're a startup and you want to get the word out, but that's just the beginning. You know, if you really want to be a player, you want to be a national brand, you have to advertise on television or radio. I say radio because it's more affordable. Television is very cost prohibitive. And I think I've said this before on the air and I'll say it again. I think if you've got enough coin to advertise on television, there might be, you know, your quality of your product might not be that good. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Ooh. Radio silence.
Yeah, radio silence. How about that? Well, you know
that.
What? We've got a great show coming up today. Like I said, we've got Neil Miller and Jill Lane. If you want to call in for those free books or some Honest Hemp, a little breath blast, it's 214-787-1190. We'll be right back.
Wanting to try CBD but not sure what to trust? Check out Honest Hemp, formerly H-Hemp. Like healthy, happy, honest. Honest Hemp's CBD system makes it simple with one CBD tincture, available in 3 great tasting flavors. A super powerful breath spray that GQ magazine named a top CBD product. And a topical CBD balm that is simply the bomb. So relax and feel better naturally with the Honest Hemp CBD system, available at honesthemp.com.
If you haven't heard, I'm always searching for ways to supplement magnesium. Magnesium is a vital mineral that enhances your natural cellular and electrical impulses to help you sleep better, smooth your muscles, and improve heart and brain health. Magnesium also helps you to become mentally and physically stronger and resilient to illness. Sun Warrior's Ionic Magnesium Complex is sourced from a non-GMO island seabed, concentrated by the sun and harvested naturally without the use of chemicals or solvents. We like to refer to it as yoga in a bottle. So pick up yours today at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Hi, this is Sean Wells, certified sports nutritionist, registered dietitian, and biochemist. One Life Radio and I are so excited about the launch of our Thorne dispensary. Thorne is the most used brand by medical practitioners as a result of its industry-leading quality control. Further, Thorne has a team of doctors, chemists, and dietitians formulating their products to be the gold standard. There are very few products I would personally endorse as a clinician, nutritional biochemist, and the world's greatest formulator, but Thorne is atop my short list. Visit OneLifeRadio.com to shop my hand-selected vitamins and supplements, including FloraPro LP Probiotic, Berberine 500, MethylGuard Plus, and Resveracel in optimized resveratrol. Be sure to click our banner on OneLifeRadio.com and create an account to receive your exclusive 20% discount along with free shipping today.
This is Jill with the One Life Radio Fueling Champions Minute. Did you know magnesium is a cofactor in more than 300 enzyme systems that regulate diverse biochemical reactions in the body, including protein synthesis, muscle and nerve function, blood glucose control, and blood pressure? Magnesium is required for energy production, oxidative phosphorylation, and glycolysis. That's a mouthful. How do you know if you're getting enough? Signs and symptoms of possible magnesium deficiency include restless leg syndrome, agitation, insomnia, muscle stiffness, cramping, and aches. Well, where do you find magnesium? Food sources include raw almonds, leafy greens like cooked spinach and chard, raw cashews, pumpkin seeds, black beans, avocados, and my favorite, dark chocolate. Don't forget those Epsom salt baths and be smart about supplementation. This has been the One Life Radio Fueling Champions Minute.
Did you know there are over 3,000 kinds of snakes? And most, being shy, pose no threat to humans. But they are still feared and killed, even for frivolous fashion. In his poem Snake, D.H. Lawrence marvels at a snake drinking from a water trough. He succumbs to irrational fear and impulsively throws a log at the very animal he admired moments before. He writes, "And immediately I regretted it. I thought how paltry, how vulgar, what a mean act. I despised myself and the voices of my accursed human education. And I wished he would come back, my snake, for he seemed to me again like a king in exile, uncrowned in the underworld." This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us it's easy to be kind by choosing fake snake over real skin for belts, bags, and shoes.
She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus and America too. She's a good girl. She's crazy about
I just gotta hear the opening of this.
Loves horses and her boyfriend too.
That's a live version. Welcome back to One Life Radio. We're live too. This is Bernadette with Aviana Barrientos. She got a broken arm, you guys. She broke her arm yesterday.
Yeah.
She slipped and fell. I hate when that happens.
I hate it.
But she probably needed to slow down anyway, so that's a good thing.
I guess.
And it's great to have Jill Lane in studio and Lexi Brinkley.
Silver lining.
And of course, I have Neil Miller on the line. Neil Z. Miller. He is a medical research journalist and the director of the Think Twice Global Vaccine Institute. He has devoted the past 30 years to educating parents and health practitioners about vaccines, encouraging informed consent and non-mandatory laws. He is the author of several articles, studies, and books on vaccines, including Miller's Review of Critical Vaccine Studies, Vaccine Safety Manual for Concerned Families and Health Practitioners, and Vaccines, Are They Really Safe and Effective? Neil has a degree in psychology and is a member of Mensa International. You can find him at thinktwice.com. Such an honor to have you back. How are you doing today, Neil?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me back, Bernadette. I appreciate it.
Well, this is a big subject, and everyone in America is concerned, and we all want the truth. So let's talk about Thimerosal today. This is in Chapter 2 of your book, Critical Vaccine Studies, Miller's Review. It's Miller's Review, Critical Vaccine Studies. So am I saying it right?
Thimerosal.
Thimerosal. I practiced before I went live, and then I still screwed it up. Okay. Okay. So what is it, and why is it added to vaccines?
Well, thimerosal is a antimicrobial. It's an antimicrobial agent, and it's added to multi-dose vials of some vaccines, and. You don't need it if it's a single vial, but it's cheaper. It's cheaper for the manufacturers to send 10 doses of a particular vaccine in one vial rather than 10 doses in 10 vials. And so when you have 10 different needles going into the same vial, they add the mercury to get rid of any extraneous bacteria. So it's not really necessary. It's just saving basically 15 cents a dose. And so are your kids worth 15 cents? I would think so, because
you've got to be kidding me. Like, when I hear that, it just infuriates me.
Well, it infuriates a lot of people. And the thing is that back in 1999, the American Academy of Pediatrics said that they were going to remove mercury from all vaccines, not because they thought that it was causing problems, but because out of an abundance of caution. And but they didn't. They allowed the FDA allowed the manufacturers 3 years to get rid of their existing stock so that they wouldn't lose any money from mercury-laced vaccines that were already produced and in the doctor's offices. So it took until about 2002 until those mercury-laced vaccines were removed from being available. But then the FDA and the CDC did something what I consider to be sinister, because they did not inform anybody, but what they did is they added it back in to a couple of vaccines.
Which ones?
Well, actually, it's in the multi-dose influenza vaccines, the flu vaccines. And what they did, after they took it out, they actually made two new recommendations that were not in existence when they took it out of the other vaccines. Because the flu vaccine was actually not a vaccine that was mandatory, was not recommended for anybody. But they made two recommendations after they told everybody they took it out. Now, vaccines don't have mercury, so everybody shut up and stop complaining. Mm-hmm. That was basically the message that they were trying to give us. But then they secretly added it back in to the flu vaccine, and they told pregnant women that they needed this influenza vaccine while they're pregnant.
Mm-hmm. That just happened to Lexi. She's got a four-month-old little boy, and they tried to give her a couple different immunizations while she was pregnant.
Well, they're giving the mercury-laced influenza vaccine to pregnant women, and they're also giving an aluminum-laced pertussis vaccine to pregnant women. So these babies, and by the way, the mercury and the aluminum pass through the placenta, so the babies in utero are receiving mercury and aluminum when these pregnant women accept those vaccines. And then the second recommendation that they said was that infants at 6 months and 7 months of age would need a flu vaccine as well. And keep in mind that 90% of the influenza vaccines are multi-dose vials, so they do contain the mercury. Okay, wow. So now let me just briefly summarize a few of the studies showing that mercury in vaccines, the type of mercury that is found in vaccines, is actually very dangerous. And in my book, Miller's Review of Critical Vaccine Studies, like you said, in the second chapter, I cover thimerosal, which is 50% mercury by weight. So it's essentially that's where the mercury is coming from in the vaccines. Now, in this first study that I summarize, and these are peer-reviewed studies published in medical journals. In my book, Miller's Review of Critical Vaccine Studies. And in this first study, it was done by Dr. David Geyer and Brian Hooker. And in this study, what they found was that infants who received vaccines containing mercury had significantly increased odds of being diagnosed with an autism spectrum disorder. Mm-hmm. So these were babies that received mercury-laced vaccines, and they compared them to babies that didn't receive these same vaccines, and they were later these babies were later diagnosed with autism spectrum disorders. And I'm going to move through these rather quickly. Now here, this next study was a study that was actually conducted by the CDC. The lead researcher was a guy by the name of Tom Verstraeten. He was the lead epidemiologist working for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, okay, the CDC. Mm-hmm. And this was a study that was presented at a conference in the year 2000, okay, actually in 1999. But I have the abstract of this study. And in this study, what the CDC itself discovered was that infants who received vaccines containing mercury developed speech disorders, sleep disorders, and autism. What they did is they compared babies, infants, in the first month of life that received mercury-laced vaccines, and they compared them to babies that received the identical vaccines, that except without the mercury in them.
Mm-hmm.
And what they discovered was that those babies that received the mercury-containing vaccines eventually went on to become 7.6 times more likely to develop autism compared to the infants who were unexposed mm-hmm. to the mercury from the thimerosal-containing vaccine.
I just don't. I apologize for speaking over you. I don't know what to say. It's like, can't we come up with a better solution? If there's so much smoke here, if you will, and I love using the term where there's smoke, there's fire. Can't we come up with a better solution and use something else in order to deliver these vaccines or these immunizations to all of us, but especially young developing children?
Oh, of course, of course. All you need is the single dose vials. They have them. They're available. Pregnant women, if they want to get that vaccine, all they have to do is make sure that the doctor has it in stock, the single dose vial. They need to ask the doctor to look at the product insert, okay, that comes from the package, the package insert from the manufacturer. And if it's a multi-dose vial that she's getting the vaccine from, then it's got mercury in it, and it will say that in the package insert.
Wow.
25 micrograms. But we're missing a larger picture here. The larger picture is that the CDC is a corrupt organization that knew 19 years ago, they knew that mercury in vaccines causes neurological damage to babies and causes autism.
Yeah.
But then they did not, what they did is they didn't publish this study. They withdrew it. Okay, but I have the abstract. If people go up to my website at thinktwice.com, that's the website, there is a link to this study to the abstract, and people can read it themselves to see this study that was actually conducted by the CDC. So the CDC conducted a study that proved that mercury in vaccines can and will cause autism. And what they did was, instead of warning the American people and warning the international community, they said, we're going to hide this study. We're going to bury it. We're not going to let people know about it. And we're going to keep administering mercury-laced vaccines to pregnant women and infants. So that organization is corrupt. It's really an arm. The CDC is really in some regards, a marketing arm of the pharmaceutical industry, and they don't have your best interests in mind. And this study confirms it. This study is the smoking gun. But that's not the only study. There's other studies that I summarize in this book. Here's another study that shows that neurodevelopmental disorders are significantly more common in children who receive vaccines containing mercury. Here's another study. This one shows that psychomotor development, that's the ability to crawl, walk, and run, is adversely affected by neonatal exposure to thimerosal-containing vaccines. This was a study that was conducted in 2012. Here's a study that was here's a study that shows that boys who received hepatitis B vaccines with mercury were 9 times more likely than unvaccinated boys to become developmentally disabled. I've got two dozen studies in this book that show that mercury in vaccines is dangerous and should not have anything to do with infant health. Here's a study that shows that 180 studies, it summarizes 180 studies provide evidence that thimerosal is dangerous and that thimerosal-containing vaccines are unsafe for humans. Here's another study that actually looked at studies that were conducted by the CDC. These are 6 CDC studies that show that mercury in vaccines is safe. Well, this particular study looked at those 6 studies. These are the 6 studies that the CDC touts to say that mercury is safe. They mm-hmm. disregard the other 180 studies. There's 180 studies. In fact, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. wrote a book on thimerosal, and in that he summarizes, I believe, 165 studies.
I have it.
Yeah, that show that, mercury, that thimerosal in vaccines is unsafe. Well, the CDC conducted their own studies, all of which are bogus, all of which have methodological flaws, all of which have problems with how those studies were conducted.
Mm-hmm.
So this study was a study that was conducted by Dr. Brian Hooker and Janet Kern and several other co-authors. The study was called Methodological Issues and Evidence of Malfeasance in Research Purporting to Show Thimerosal in Vaccines is Safe. This was a 2014 study, and basically this study analyzed those six studies that the CDC conducted and found them all to be unreliable and found evidence of scientific malfeasance. So we have a problem, you know.
I believe what I said many times, where there's smoke, there's fire. There's got to be some way to address and make immunizations and vaccines safe. So let me ask you this, because we've got to go to break. So to avoid mercury or thimerosal, do you just request single dose vial vaccines?
Well, the mercury has been taken out of several vaccines, but it was added into influenza vaccines and recommended to pregnant women and to infants.
Mm.
So, yes, if a mother does not want her infant to receive that vaccine, then she should not get the flu vaccine, or if she insists on getting the flu vaccine, she should insist on getting a single-dose vial, and it won't contain the mercury. Now, if she's pregnant and they're pushing that mercury-laced influenza vaccine on her, and she wants that vaccine. Now, she doesn't have to have that vaccine, but if she wants it, if they scare her and she becomes frightened and she wants to get it, then she should absolutely make sure, at the very least, that it doesn't contain mercury. And to do that, she has to look at the actual vial. She can't take the doctor or the nurse's word for it, because they often will lie and say anything that they think will make it easier to vaccinate whoever the patient in front of them. So she needs to actually look at the vial where they're actually putting the needle into it, and make sure that it's a single dose vial. Otherwise, she's risking getting a mercury-laced vaccine.
Can you stay with us for another minute? I want to speak with you briefly when we come back from break about the MMR vaccine.
Yep, absolutely.
All right, everyone, stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Be someone. Did you know that the U.S. Department of Health actually patented cannabinoids as antioxidants and neuroprotectants? So clearly there is promise for CBD to help with a variety of issues. Honest Hemp's U.S.-grown CBD system is fully tested for purity and safety. For daily balance, Honest Hemp has the best-tasting CBD tinctures available. Their Super Breath Blast delivers near immediate relief and relaxation while on the go. And the Magic Balm works wonders for your muscles, joints, and temples. So relax and feel better naturally with the Honest Hemp CBD system, available at honesthemp.com.
Do recent media reports of unvaccinated children causing the return of measles have you worried? Could this manufactured media push be another symptom of the epidemic of fake news plaguing our nation? Let Texans for Vaccine Choice offer this cure for measles mania. 98% of students enrolled in Texas schools are up to date on their measles vaccine. We invite you to learn more about protecting your rights as we rally and fight for our freedom. For more information, go to TexansForVaccineChoice.com. Again, that is TexansForVaccineChoice.com.
EarthX, the world's largest environmental expo, returns to Fair Park April 26th to the 28th, featuring green exhibitors, speakers, an interactive virtual reality zone, film festival, tiny houses, a kids zone, auto show, and music. Register at earthx.org.
Call us crazy. We don't mind. Crazy Water's all-natural mineral water has been making people feel good inside and out since 1881. As the only mineral water bottled in Texas, their water boasts loads of benefits that other bottled waters can only envy. Pretty crazy, huh? Find it at your local Whole Foods, HEB, Central Market, or have it shipped right to your door. Visit them at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
Imagine you're in a room surrounded by animals. There are about 2 dozen chickens, 1 cow, 1 pig, 1 turkey, and about a dozen fish. You spend some time with the animals, getting to know them one by one. You quickly learn that each has a unique personality. You meet Sally, a chicken who purrs like a cat when petted. Jasmine, a cow whose favorite snacks are apples. Louie, a pig who seems smarter than your dog. Pearl, a turkey who loves to sunbathe. And Max, a fish who enjoys belly rubs. Before you leave the room, someone tells you, these are the very animals who will be killed for your food this year. Unless, that is, you decide to save them. Will you?
Better food means better living. At True Foods Kitchen, healthy isn't just an idea. Healthy is science, and they take it seriously. Every delicious dish and drink at True Food Kitchen is crafted to be better for your taste buds and your body. True Foods Kitchen, a place to bring people together, feel better, and celebrate a passion for better living. Check them out at truefoodkitchen.com.
Did you know there are over 3,000 kinds of snakes? And most, being shy, pose no threat to humans, but they are still feared and killed, even for frivolous fashion. In his poem Snake, D.H. Lawrence marvels at a snake drinking from a water trough. He succumbs to irrational fear and impulsively throws a log at the very animal he admired moments before. He writes, "And immediately I regretted it. I thought how paltry, how vulgar, what a mean act. I despised myself and the voices of my accursed human education, and I wished he would come back, my snake, for he seemed to me again like a king in exile, uncrowned in the underworld." This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us it's easy to be kind by choosing fake snake over real skin for belts, bags, and shoes.
Listening to a little of The Boss on the way in today. Oh my gosh. Welcome back to One Life Radio. And Brenda, thank you so much for calling in. I will personally put it in the mail because that's what I do. I love you. I love connecting to our listeners so much that, like, I really enjoyed putting that little bottle of H-Hemp, the Honest spray. And I can't remember the name of the person I sent the book to, but Brenda, I appreciate you listening and calling in. If anyone out there wants another copy of the book, 214-787-1190. We are on the line still with Neil Z. Miller. He is a medical research journalist and director of the Think Twice Global Vaccine Institute. He has devoted the past 30 years to educating parents and health practitioners about vaccines, encouraging informed consent and non-mandatory laws. He is the author of several articles, studies, and books on vaccines. His most recent one is Miller's Review of Critical Vaccine Studies. So during the break, Jill and I were speaking as moms. So if mercury is dangerous and thermosol is dangerous, what are they putting in shots now, like aluminum, and is that safe?
Yeah, aluminum is a problem, and probably more so than the studies coming out now are, in my estimation, are showing that aluminum is more of a problem than the mercury itself.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. And the mercury is causing the aluminum is causing neurological and immunological damage, and that's a problem. But since we only have a few minutes left, we might want to save a discussion about the actual studies on aluminum for another session.
Okay.
When I come back. And you wanted to mention measles.
I do, because I think that the world's gone mad over the measles.
Yeah,
I mean, it's crazy.
The headlines right now, and that's a big it's a big concern for a lot of people. But I do want to point out, because I know we only have a few minutes, a recent study did come out just a few years ago, and what this study found was that measles can be spread from fully vaccinated people to other fully vaccinated people. So a lot of times, all the scare tactics that are going on out there about measles and they're blaming unvaccinated people. Well, what this study actually shows, and I summarize this study in my book, and I give the actual citation so that anybody that wants can go directly to the study. All the studies that I summarize them in bullet points, the main points of the study. But if you want to, but I also put the citations in there so that you can go directly to the study and read it yourself. But in this study, that's exactly what they found. They found that it's not just the non-vaccinated people that can spread the disease, but it's actually the vaccinated people that can spread the disease.
Wow. Okay, so go ahead.
Well, so that's one of the problems right now. As I was looking, and I see there's different strains of measles, and the strain that was originally developed was basically the A, what they call the A serotype, and there's no longer wild A serotypes circulating in society, but the vaccine is designed to protect against that strain. So what that means is that the vaccine is no longer a good match to the actual circulating serotypes of measles. That's one of the main reasons that the measles is spreading again, because the vaccine is not effective.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's not targeting. Basically, with a lot of different diseases, the target disease, the bacteria, the microorganism, it eventually, after several years, it learns how to adapt. It's adaptive behavior,
mm-hmm.
and it learns how to evade the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
That
makes perfect scientific sense. If you think about bacteria, all the different bacterias out there,
like the flu,
yeah, it just keeps reinventing itself.
It's actually a virus, and of course viruses mutate as well. And that's a whole nother story. But the measles is also a virus.
Mm-hmm.
But the different serotypes are significant. That's part of what you're not hearing. What people are not hearing as well is how many people are actually hurt by the measles vaccine. It's the MMR vaccine, by the way. It's a single injection that contains three vaccines for measles, mumps, and rubella. And when people get that measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine, every year hundreds of people are actually hurt by that vaccine. More than hundreds. It's really the numbers in the thousands. I summarize all the different. There's a study in my book that summarizes that people, when they get that MMR vaccine, they are statistically significantly more likely to be hospitalized for an emergency adverse event shortly after they get that vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the MMR vaccine has been linked to increased rates of seizures and convulsions, and also been related to other various types of diseases.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all summarized in my book, Miller's Review of Critical Vaccine Studies. People have to know that they're only getting one side of the story in the media right now. The CDC and the FDA and the pharmaceutical companies and the media, who are just lapdogs right now, they're not doing any research. They're just promoting whatever the FDA tells them to promote.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all scaring everybody about how dangerous measles is, but they're not telling anybody about how many people, more people have died after receiving the MMR vaccine in the last 15 years than anybody from measles. Nobody has died from measles in the United States in the last 10 or 15 years.
Well, and isn't there some research that shows that actually getting measles and mumps infections in childhood protect against deadly heart attacks and strokes during adulthood?
I have an entire chapter in my book, Miller's Review of Critical Vaccine Studies, that shows that when you contract measles in childhood, you are actually protected against various types of cancers in later life.
Oh, wow.
And there's also a Japanese study that just came out by a guy named Kubata. And Kubata and colleagues, his co-authors, they researched over 100,000 adults, men and women, and discovered that when you contract measles or mumps in childhood, you are protected against deadly heart attacks and strokes in later life.
Wow. Well,
so
we're going to.
There are benefits from these vaccines.
Well, I think
not from these vaccines, but from catching these diseases naturally.
Yes, absolutely. And I appreciate you jumping on the air with us today. We've got to go to break. Neil Miller, thank you so much. He is the author of the book, Miller's Review of Critical Vaccine Studies. If you'd like a copy, call us at 214-787-1190. And thank you again, Neil. Such a pleasure.
Thank you for having me. Bye-bye.
Bye. You can find him at thinktwice.com. You're listening to One Life Radio. Riding just as fast as they can ride.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like Blueberry Blast, Coconut Cashew, Cinnamon Roll, and Salted Caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Well-Being Journal is a remarkable bi-monthly health publication esteemed by intelligent readers worldwide. It's available in print or digital, single issues or subscription. Its focus is on living a happy, healthy life and preventing or healing illnesses naturally. Preventing or healing cancer, arthritis, cardiovascular conditions, and digestive issues, as well as nutritional solutions for optimal health, are regular subjects. Learn more at wellbeingjournal.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Hi everyone, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagonline.com. That's paleomagonline.com.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
This is Jill with the One Life Radio Fueling Champions Minute. Did you know magnesium is a cofactor in more than 300 enzyme systems that regulate diverse biochemical reactions in the body, including protein synthesis, muscle and nerve function, blood glucose control, and blood pressure? Magnesium is required for energy production, oxidative phosphorylation, and glycolysis. That's a mouthful. How do you know if you're getting enough? Signs and symptoms of possible magnesium deficiency include restless leg syndrome, agitation, insomnia, muscle stiffness, cramping, and aches. Well, where do you find magnesium? Food sources include raw almonds, leafy greens like cooked spinach and chard, raw cashews, pumpkin seeds, black beans, avocados, and my favorite, dark chocolate. Don't forget those Epsom salt baths and be smart about supplementation. This has been the One Life Radio Fueling Champions Minute.
Did you know when depressed, sheep hang their heads and avoid company? But if content, they socialize and wag their tails like puppies. Rams lean against stone walls so that other sheep can stand on their backs to reach high grasses. Sheep recognize each other by facial features, and when shown photographs, they can remember at least 50 other sheep and 10 human beings, even if they haven't seen them for 2 years. At Poplar Springs Sanctuary, you'll meet rescued sheep, like Fanny, who was found tied to a mailbox, and Adam, who escaped ritual sacrifice. Visitors' faces echo Anatole France's words, until one has loved an animal, a part of one's soul remains unawakened. This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us that it's easy to be kind, perhaps by choosing faux fleece.
Call us crazy. We don't mind. Crazy Water's all-natural mineral water has been making people feel good inside and out since 1881. As the only mineral water bottled in Texas, their water boasts loads of benefits that other bottled waters can only envy. Pretty crazy, huh? Find it at your local Whole Foods, HEB, Central Market, or have it shipped right to your door. Visit them at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
Hi, I'm Eli Roth for PETA. While violence in the movies is make-believe, sadly, violence against animals is all too real. Countless animals are tortured and abused every day, and most of the time, these crimes go unreported. If you know of someone who is abusing an animal, please tell the police or tell an adult. People who get away with hurting animals often turn their violence against people, and that's a cycle we need to break. So let's leave the violence where it belongs, on the screen.
Between the darkness on the street and the houses filling up with light, between the stillness in my heart and the road.
Oh my God, I love this man's voice. I just have to listen.
Somebody's calling after somebody.
Happy your
somebody
moment.
Turns the corner.
I'm seeing his dark hair.
Do you want me to throw a pick at you, like, really quick? A guitar pick?
Yes. And, but I'm not showing you my breasts or anything like that.
Come on.
Jackson Brown. Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos, Lexi Brinkley, and Jill Lane. Jill Lane is a pro athlete, health and nutrition coach, and founder of Fueling Champions, a three-step sports performance and athletic nutrition program built to maximize the potential of student athletes and the parents that support them. You can find her on Instagram at don't get me started. At Team Fueling so Champions funny. On Instagram. Okay, so, today we're talking about, should you do a detox? Part two, supplementation. So let's go back. What does detox mean?
Oh, man. It's a bodily function, everybody. Just like pooping and peeing and sweating and digesting, we detoxify 24/7, 365. And so you are not only just detoxifying when you buy that kit off this website or the juice cleanse from your neighborhood, you know, juice place. You're detoxifying all the time, 24/7. So this is not something you force on your body.
To me, this is really gross.
A cleanse is something you force on your body.
Do you detox through your nose, through your nasal passages? You know, like
when you blow your nose.
Yeah, when you blow your nose.
Well, mucus is potentially a pathway that cleans out.
Yeah, to just get it out of your body.
And so respiration is a detox pathway, if you will. Liver,
sneezing,
kidney. Digestion, skin, and lungs. And so your skin, your mucus, and your lungs. So yes.
Yeah.
The answer is yes.
And that's why when you exercise regularly, you can take 10 years right off your looks.
It's a huge part of detoxification because you get those sweat glands pumping out. Our body doesn't like to have toxins floating around. We just got done talking about mercury and thimerosal. It wants that stuff shut away. It knows it's toxic. And so it stuffs it into soft tissues like fats and even sometimes connective tissues, maybe mucus, our lymph system, lymph glands, and to get it out of there, one of the ways we can do it is to exercise and to sweat.
Yeah, I love it. I love talking about this. Are detoxes and cleanses the same thing? We talked about this last week, but I want everyone to have like a really full understanding. And again, if anybody wants to call in and talk to Jill, 214-787-1190. So are detoxes and cleanses the same thing?
In my opinion, they are not, because we detoxify. Detoxification is a part of our processes. We have detoxification enzymes that have been identified. And so that is something our body does. Like I said, just like digestion, just like our heart beating, it's just doing it right now as we're all sitting around. A cleanse, on the other hand, to me, means something we force on ourselves. So we're going to drink this tea that makes you poop as a quote unquote cleanse, or we're going to not eat for a few days and only drink these juices as a quote unquote cleanse. It's something to me that you force on yourself versus just nourishing the pathways that are already there, which is detoxification.
Mm-hmm. And so when you're detoxing, should you eat anything?
Yeah, because there's another question. Is detox and fast are not synonymous. When right. you're fasting, you're generally not eating, or you're eating a very, very low calorie diet for mm-hmm. an extended period of time, or maybe a day or two. But detoxification is super energy rich. You need amino acids, you need vitamins, you need antioxidants. Your body needs energy to detoxify appropriately. So if you're not eating, chances are you're not actually really detoxifying well. Now, what you eat makes a difference.
Okay,
so that's really what the difference is.
Well, so let's talk about that. Let's talk about some supplements and products out there that help you to detox.
Yeah, so the biggest thing is you just got to be eating quote-unquote clean. I hate that terminology, but I don't know. I think everybody kind of knows what that means. Lots of plants, water.
No processed foods.
No processed foods, no alcohol. You know,
oh,
if you're
now,
really being
concentrated.
If you want to concentrate for a period of time, like everybody does at this time of the year, on really sprucing up your detoxification pathways, then eliminating toxins or excess of them. Alcohol being one, added sugar being one, processed foods being another,
right.
and even stuff you put on your skin is important. At minimum, you need to cut way back mm-hmm. when it comes to alcohol.
People don't understand all the toxins. I had this talk with somebody actually in the studio, another iHeartMedia employee, just yesterday about what you put on your skin. And there's one company in particular, I'm not going to name it, but they make the worst products on the planet. And they're huge. They're all over social media. And they're
Instagram.
They
got the candles.
They are. And
they
advertise like crazy. And their stuff is junk.
Well, here's a good way to know your detoxification pathways are backed up. If chemical smells throw you off, like the smell of gasoline, the smell of someone's perfume, some of those fake
bath cleaners,
candles and bath gels and things like that, if they bother you, that is a sign of a sluggish phase 2 liver detoxification, which mm-hmm. means you need to, one, remove exposure to that, and two, actually get more amino acids into your body because mm-hmm. they run phase 2 liver detox.
Yeah.
And so we were talking about supplementation, and that's really one of the first places to start is you nourish your pathways through food, but sometimes because we've been so burdened by medications and alcohol and exposure to toxins, maybe in your workplace, that you need to supplement, for a short period of time to nourish those pathways. So amino acids are a great way to do it, and you can do that through protein, supplemental protein like Sun Warrior or MetaClear SGS, which we love from Thorne.
I use both of those products.
And then, wherever else you want to get your amino acids from, whether they're plant-based or animal-based, just make sure they're pastured, clean, organic, hormone-free, because all of those are toxins.
Well,
we're trying to take the burden off our detox pathways.
Sun Warrior and Thorne are without a doubt, without question, the two top companies, in my opinion, in the world that are making the best products and the cleanest products that you can find in the free world.
You need amino acids. Let's put it that way. So I'm not really for detoxes where you don't have any protein coming in. So again, I don't care if it's plant or animal, but you need it because phase 2 detoxification needs mm-hmm. enzymes or it needs amino acids. The next is to boost up your own antioxidant systems. And so getting more glutathione in production in the body through, again, first from plants and brightly colored fruits and vegetables, but second from potentially supplementing with something called N-acetylcysteine, which boosts your body's own glutathione levels.
Which is NAC, right?
Yeah.
NAC.
NAC. Some people call it NAC mm-hmm. or NAC. Glutathione is your body's kind of master antioxidant. And think of it as something that just goes around patching up the burns and the rust and the things that are happening, the aging that's happening in your body.
And so we've got about 30 seconds. Anything else on this list that we should supplement?
Fiber,
okay.
Because that is where you drag the toxins out. So I'm a big fan of Thorne's Fiber Mend. You need to make sure that everything that's getting pulled into your digestive tract is getting eliminated on a regular basis. So step one, if you're not pooping every day, forget the tea cleanses, which are addictive. Just eat more fiber, eat more plants, drink more water, exercise
and water. Crazy Water, one of my favorites. It's got all the minerals you need, and this is important if you're vaccinating your kids too, because they need to be able to detox out the bad stuff in the vaccines as well. Thank you so much, Jillane. Thank you so much for listening. Brenda, thank you for calling in. You can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast and subscribe to our newsletter, or go to iheartmedia.com to listen live and download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. A big shout out to our sponsors, great companies like Nature's Plate, Sun Warrior, Honest Temp, Paleo Magazine, The Wellbeing Journal, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. You know what, you guys? You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.